The Rama says in Simrei Shabbat Gimel that the minhag is that when women light Shabbat candles, they automatically bring in Shabbat, unless, as we discussed previously, they make a tanai, they make a stipulation that they're not bringing in Shabbat at that point in time. That's the Rama also says that there are two minhagim about when the woman should say the bracha when she's lighting the candles. Should she say the bracha before lighting the candles, as normally brachot are recited of El Asiyatan, before you do the mitzvah? Or should the bracha be said after lighting the candles, because that once she said the bracha, there's an assumption that she's already brought in Shabbat, and therefore she wouldn't be able to light the candles. So the minhag of Sfardim is actually to say the bracha first and then to light the candles, because it's clear that she's obviously not saying the bracha with no intention of lighting the candles. So the bracha is said with the intention of lighting the candles, and then that Shabbat will be in when she's finished that. And in actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that some women have the minhag not to blow out the match, but just to place the match down and let it go out by itself, because they've already brought in Shabbat. However, the Rama says that the correct procedure is to be concerned about the view that once you've said the bracha, you've brought in Shabbat, and therefore a woman should light the candles, then that's cover the candles so she can't see them any longer, and it's as if they're not lit, and then say the bracha, and then uncover the candles so that she can see them, and therefore it's as if she'd lit them or said the bracha of El Asiyata before actually doing the mitzvah. Interestingly, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that shilasum hayad lifnei haner. The minhag is after she's lit the candles, she should place her hand in front of the candles rather than covering her eyes. But either way would be fine. And even if she just closed her eyes, that would also work. That's I want to be careful about dispelling preconceived notions that people have and practices that people have observed for many years and many generations. But sometimes there's discussion about which way a woman should wave her arms when she lights the candles and how many times she should wave her hands and such things, and how widely she should spread them. That's, there's no halakhic basis to any of that. It's simply to cover the candles rather than to usher in Shabbat symbolically. But of course, if a woman wants to do that, then there's no problem with doing so. But that's not discussed at all in the poskim, and one can hardly say that it has the status of a real minhag. That's the Mishnah Brura says that on Yom Tov, that's where you don't have this problem, because on Yom Tov you can bring in Yom Tov and you can, so long you can't strike the match, but if the match has already been lit, so then you can then light the candles. So the Mishnah Brura says that according to the Nodab Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva Egan, the Chaya Adam, the correct procedure is on Yom Tov to strike the match, then say the bracha, and then to light the candles. So he says the Magen Avraham disagrees. So the Magen Avraham's got a principle of lo plug, not to make a distinction between Yom Tov and Shabbat, and always to say the to light the candles first and then say the bracha. It seems the Mishnah Brura actually prefers that on Yom Tov you should say the bracha first and then light. Mishnah Brura also discusses in the Bi'ur Halacha the question of a man who's lighting candles. That's where there's no minhag that a man brings in Shabbat when he lights candles. That's the assumption is that he's not bringing in Shabbat, unless he specifically indicates that he is. Or a woman who's lighting the candles and making a tanai, making a condition that she's not going to bring in Shabbat. That's what they should do. And he brings the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chaye Adam as well, that it's correct to say the bracha first, and then that's and then to light the candles, because you're not bringing in Shabbat. So the aforementioned concerns don't exist. Adkan.